Although leadership despair and setback are not dealt with much in our business schools or leadership research, the call for cultivating real resilience is pervasive anywhere people truly lead and take risks. While the example of Frederick Holliday might appear as an outlier, some version of what Holliday experienced happens to virtually everyone. Even the greatest legendary leaders such as Eleanor Roosevelt, Elon Musk, Coretta Scott King, and John F. Kennedy, every single one, have written about moments when ice-cold despair and hopelessness have saturated their every waking moment. If nothing else, the story of Frederick Holliday sensitized me to the inner life of leadership. And it made me more empathic toward every leader, friend, relative, and colleague taking on much-needed change agendas that are often bigger than life. Yet it is true. There may be nothing more important, not only to leadership survival, but leadership thriving, than resilience, and the remarkable practices that give it tensile strength. Terms like bounce-back capacity trivialize what's meant by the work of resilience. And that's why this book is so special. This small volume, written so genuinely, compassionately, and powerfully in terms of